Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Yo, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Looks like there's going to be a British version of Saturday Night Live. It's set to premiere in the UK in 2026. It was announced by UK broadcast Sky. It's going to be SNL UK. It's going to feature an all-British cast and maintain the original live, fast-paced format, including celebrity hosts and musical guests. They had something like this before. I believe it was back in the 80s. And it was just called Saturday Night, or it was just called Saturday Live. They didn't have the night part in there. But it did feature a bunch of notable British comedians like Stephen Fry, Hugh Laurie, Craig Ferguson, and Tracy Ullman. So
why did they get rid of it? Was it not successful enough?
Yeah,
and now
I just
they're hoping
don't think
something's
it was.
Different now?
Yeah.
Oh, and all of those guys faded into obscurity.
Yeah, that's true.
You never heard of any of them.
Let's get Monty Python involved in it. It may not be worth a hoot.
That's my husband's favorite, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail, yeah.
He's like, you have to watch that before we get married.
But
it's a requirement.
Flesh wound.
One of the bands last night played the Monty Python Holy Grail theme.
Did they really?
The,
no kidding.
The bird conversation the where they're talking about, like, what was it? You know what I'm talking about? Like, just like the
a
dumb conversation. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Migrating speed of an African swallow.
Guys can all quote that movie.
Generally speaking.
The release of a Minecraft movie has turned theaters into chaotic playgrounds for Gen Z and Gen Alpha as fans erupt during the now viral chicken jockey scene. It features a baby zombie riding a chicken, if you don't know what that is. It's causing disruptions like popcorn throwing, seat jumping. Live chickens are being brought into the screenings and even vomiting. The unruly behavior has forced theaters to call police, increase security, and in some cases ban unaccompanied minors entirely.
Like 12-year-olds do it.
How do you get a live chicken into a theater?
Thank you.
You can't like put that in your pants or up your shirt.
I mean, you can.
Well, you could. It wouldn't be very
all right, you guys. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Why don't you guys try that and see how that works?
Now, my kid went, and she said when that scene came up, the whole crowd went nuts.
Yeah.
But why?
Not wildy nuts, but it's...
Okay.
They're comparing it to it's this generation's Rocky Horror Picture Show. So they're interacting with the screen, and they're throwing stuff.
We'll never forget when somebody drugged me to that, and all of a sudden popcorn's hitting me in the back of the head. And people
what are you
are
doing?
I'm like, what in the hell is going on here?
Shouldn't it have been bread?
Yeah, toast.
Bread, toast. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Toast.
People are throwing toast.
Let's have a toast. And then
everybody throws toast. Do you know about that, Ken?
No.
No. Okay.
You know Rocky Horror Show?
Sue, do you?
About
the Rocky Horror,
the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Sue knows.
Oh, the throwing of, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you jump to the left.
Yeah.
And then you step to the right.
To the right.
Carol knows it all, but go ahead.
It looks like after decades of trying, the Academy of Motion Pictures of Arts and Sciences has announced the introduction for a new Oscar category. It's going to be the Achievement in Stunt Design. Carl is really...
Is it gender specific? Or
no.
No.
And it's not for the stunt performers, it's for the stunt coordinator. So the person that designs all the stunts is going to get recognized.
Comes up with the stunts or creates the scene and
how is this
builds
not
the set for the stunts.
Exactly. The movie's been around for more than 100 years.
Thank you.
And now they're just saying, you know what? Those stunt people, they do a good job.
You're not talking about the people who actually, the actor.
No, not
you're
the
talking
actor,
about
the
one
people
who
that coordinate that design them, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And sets it up.
Don't you think the actors should get one, though? I mean, these guys are risking their
if
lives.
If they do their own stunts.
There's no,
well, not, no,
there's no
like
category
the
for
stuff,
the actual person who's doing the stunt?
Baby right. steps.
I'm saying the stunt guy himself should get it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Baby steps.
They should go back and just go ahead and give one to whoever did Mission Impossible over the years, right?
That'd be
Tom Cruise.
Well, no, but he wasn't the stunt coordinator, right?
No. I thought he did a lot of his own stunts,
it's for
though.
The stunt coordinator.
Yeah, he's hanging out.
He
did do the, yeah. Yeah.
What movie just came? Top Gun. I thought that he did a lot, not all of them, but I thought that he did a number
did
of
a
the stunts
of
on his own.
I think he got into a plane and flew.
Yeah.
I thought so, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks like actor Eric Dane, you might know him from his roles as in Grey's Anatomy and Euphoria. You know him as McSteamy, at least my wife does, has publicly disclosed his diagnosis with ALS. Despite the challenges posed by this condition, Dane expressed gratitude to his family and support and affirmed his commitment to continue working on Euphoria. That sucks.
Sorry to hear
that. I liked
him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not
You
dead.
Like McSteamy?
Yeah, he was one of the better characters on that show, let's be honest.
Yeah. No, that's too bad.
So what we've learned is that Ethan watches Grey's Anatomy.
I did. I'm not going to lie.
He's being
I watched
a good
probably
husband.
The first
50?
10-ish
wow.
seasons of that show.
That's
Were
cute.
Were you forced at first by your wife? And
I was.
You just got
but then,
to
yeah, it's like
it's
a
like
soap
opera,
and you just get reeled in. So
yeah.
That's what happened.
That's how a lot of shows are. The guys start watching it with the wives, and then they realize that they secretly like it.
Yeah.
And then the wife's
ahead.
Gone, and then you're watching it by yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you watch ahead. Mm-hmm. Michael?
And what's his?
Well, he watched, I won't say it, but he watched a movie last night that I wanted on. It was like a chick flick, and he ended up liking it.
Wow. I have to have a long talk with that
I know,
boy
we're gonna
tonight
find
when
tonight.
I see him at the ball game.
Sorry, Michael.
Yep.
Are you
what
listening?
What are you thinking about, dude?
Get more at 971talk.com. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.